What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Sitting Ringside. I am your host, Robert Villa, and with me, my co-host, Mark Gambu Miller, and producer at large, Rudy Lara. How's it going, fellas?
El jefe, el presidente, Roberto Villa.
Eso. As you can see, we are wearing our luchador masks, what we do every Cinco de Mayo. Either if it's the week of or on the day, like tonight, we wear our luchador masks. Mark is drinking Tecate. Rudy is drinking Dos Equis.
I don't always drink beer, but I'm drinking one today.
And me, I don't drink. So nice bottle of water for tonight.
I've cut back significantly, man. I haven't drank in a while, but
that's good. Man,
it's Cinco de Mayo, I figure. Might just take one for the team.
Hell
the team.
Guys, we have an awesome show tonight, like we always do every Thursday night. Let me just do a quick rundown. Quick shout out to HKA USA. Please go to fightbookmma.com. Click on the HKA USA tab. Show your support. They should support to us. You can even buy some nice boxing gloves with our logo on there, some MMA gloves, and also become in white, become in black. So yeah, head out there, show your support. Anything bought that says Fightbook MMA on it, we don't get nothing off of that. All of that money goes straight to HKA USA, so that way they can continue supporting and sponsoring fighters. So please go over there and help them out. Also, to Foxhound Fuel, go to foxhoundfuel.com or click the tab and at checkout, use our discount code. You'll get 20% in all caps, FBMMA. And if you're into betting, go to raisebet.com. All of these tabs, you can see it at the main menu. When you check out or when you sign in for the first time, use our promo code FIGHTBOOK with a capital F and a capital B. Also, shout out to MMA TV, our newest partners in crime. They have a lot of live events that they are going to be putting on. And you can see all of those live streams on FIGHTBOOK MMA. So that's freaking pretty cool.
Yeah, and shout out to all the streaming platforms that you can find us on. Trovo, yes. OKRU, YouTube, Twitter, DLive. I mean, you name it, man. We're on a lot of things, man. Spotify, iHeartRadio. The list goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. There's no excuse why you can't. I know we're not the prettiest to look at, but maybe today you look at us because we're in masks.
Now they can't because, you know, we got our, like you said, we have our masks on. So
yeah, but even then, if you don't want to see us, you can listen to us on Spotify. Don't let Joe Rogan have all the fun.
No. Show your support.
I know a guy who can get you some, you know, horse medicine if you want. Is that going to make us popular?
Maybe.
I can get horse steroids. I know a guy. His name starts with Alistair, rhymes with Overeem.
Overeem. Horse meat.
Also, today was the debut of our new merch store that I created. I worked on that pretty hard. So yeah, go check that out.
You said hard.
Click the merch tab. It'll take you straight to our FIGHTBOOK MMA store. You can buy some hats, beanies, t-shirts like this, ball cap like
camisas,
this,
cachuchas,
ball cap like quieres. This. Lo que tú quieras, ahí lo tenemos.
Muy barato.
Sí, todo barato. A buen precio. Si se lo quieren comprar, allá huevo. Also, sí. Shout out to all.
Y todas las órdenes viene con un salsita. Una bolsita de salsa.
Órale. also, shout out to our partners that we have been partnering up with a lot of promotions, especially with XFN. We had the Boss Man on last week. This partnership with XFN is really, really huge for FIGHTBOOK MMA. It's going to be badass.
Bro, you know, that's a good idea, man. A salsa with every purchaser, like a hot sauce. Imagine we can get like Dustin Poirier's hot sauce on board. Hey, you know what? We want to just give away your bottle of hot sauce. Just a tiny one so people can sample.
Yeah, a sample.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they have with the bottom liquor. Well, like in Canada, they have like
sauce,
big
bro,
bottles.
So really good hot sauce. It's really spicy. He makes his own pepper. He grows his own peppers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man. Spicy. Mm-hmm. I'm not too into spicy stuff, bro, because my butthole, but...
I fell into a burning
ring of fire. Went down, and the flame were getting higher. And it burns,
and it burns.
We lost them, folks. We lost them.
Fire. We should be singing like Spanish songs.
Also, shout out to our friends over there at Shop. And now you got the Mexican coming out of me.
At Shop Pay Sports, man. Yeah, special shout out to,
to
Michael Placencia, the Cholo, the MMA Cholo.
Chopheads MMA over there with Tommy D and Gooch and everybody in that works with them. Shout outs to them.
Shout out to Fat Idol Portal.
If you love pro wrestling, go there. They got the knowledge for all that shit. Yes, we might publish a lot of articles of pro wrestling, but if you want to listen to a podcast about pro wrestling and some MMA,
yeah.
Go to Chopheads MMA.
Yeah, Chopheads Fight Factory.
Yes. Right on, guys. This is episode number 130. the big 130.
130 wow. episodes, Roberto.
130 episodes, bro.
Holy shit.
It's on Cinco de Mayo.
Isn't it like
that's awesome.
Ever. 3 years.
Holy shit, 3 guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. The big 200 is going to be a huge one.
We've had a litany of different hosts, but me and you have been the rock.
The main. You guys have been the original OGs, and
we're always the OGs, yes. man. We're the OG OGs, bro. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Man. What the
Rudy, how we bring back
Pride? Hey,
let's
man,
bring
why,
back
can
Pride
you, can
rules,
you put
Rudy?
On that ghetto mask for everybody?
You want me to?
Yeah, man. I want everybody to all see right. that shit.
All right, hold on a second, you asshole. All right, hold on.
And I was like, bro, there's nothing about that mask that says Mexican on it. But let's do it anyways. He looks like fucking Red Skull trying to be Mexican.
Oh, my God. Rudy, we had an event last week. It was UFC Fight Night 208. Rob Font versus Chito Vera. What a fucking fight, dude.
Yeah, man. Considering leading up to the fight, we thought the poster sucked ass. We gave it a rating of an ass. I know
zero.
I did. Zero.
Yep.
It was just shit. Yep. And then the card, I mean, I said it from the get-go. I was like the undercard didn't really interest me, but the main card did. But the entire card delivered, man. The entire card.
It did, bro. Finish, it did. From the beginning, we had a knockout. Well, a TKO. And, I mean, what fight was the one that you liked the most on the preliminary card?
You know, I don't know, man. There was a lot of impressive fights. Honestly, mm-hmm. I would probably have to go with Gabriel Green. He was kind of getting his ass kicked, man, for a little bit. But he stuck to his guns, got on the inside and fought Lunes, and he wore him out, bro. And he just had a really good, impressive win. He won in the second round by, I think, TKO, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
I really liked the two fights after that. Francisco Figueiredo, he ended up winning with a submission. And it was super
knee
fast,
bar.
Bro. It was just like that other cat from the week before.
Yeah.
Got that knee bar. I want to see those two go at it. But that was insane, man. And then Chase Sherman getting mauled by Romanov. Yeah, that dude is dangerous. It was a fun card, bro. The entire card.
It was really good, man. Especially like you said, the Gabe Green, he was getting his ass lit bad, but he just bounced back. I mean, being the tough fighter that he is, he came back and fucking just knocked his ass out. Well, TKO'd him. So yeah, it was good. And then the last of the ones, the Francisco and Alexander, man, and that was a good one too. Two submissions back to back. What a way to start the fight card. Then the main card, bro.
Yeah, that was action packed, man, from start to finish. I had GM3 winning the first one, but Christoph beat the shit out of him. I wanted Mearshart to win. I don't think he won that fight. There's no way in hell he won that fight.
No way.
Jotko, bro, that's not a guy I'm gonna bet against again. And Mearshart, I don't know what's next for that dude, man. I really don't know. I don't see him going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah. Let's see here. Then we have Derek Elkins.
Oh, that was brutal, bro. That was just a beatdown. He strangled this guy, man, for freaking 3 rounds.
Tristan was just a punching bag. I mean,
5 takedowns, dude, and then just mauled him.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. Who else? Okay. The controversy with the co-main event. Andre Arlovski winning by split decision against Jake Collier. What are your thoughts on that fight?
I don't think he won that fight. I know he doesn't think he won that fight. Collier had 2 takedowns. He had more strikes. I mean, what else do you need to do? You know what I mean? You're up on the fight stats as far as punches and strikes go, and you got takedowns. Arlovski didn't have any of that. And I don't know, man. It was a fun fight. I'm not going to knock Arlovsky for winning. But, yeah, man, if I was judging the fight, I probably wouldn't have judged it for him. I did bet on Arlovsky, so.
Yeah, I think Arlovsky lost 2-1.
I can't find the other half.
And what happened to Joe Anderson, bro? The guy that I said was named after his mom. He went in there and just stomped. He stomped Andre Fury, bro.
Fucking,
I don't know what the fuck happened there.
Destroyed Andre.
41
Fury,
seconds
bro.
In the first round. It was ugly, dude.
Feely fucked my topology, to tell you that fucking much.
I don't know what's up with Feely, man. That guy's just, he's very touchy feely.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Andre Feely was just not in it that night. It wasn't, I don't know.
I have a feeling he might get cut, bro. Honestly, if anyone's going to get a piece of this,
one more, I think, card, Rudy. One more, I think. They'll give him.
If anyone's getting cut from this card, it's going to be him, bro. He lost to Bryce Mitchell. He couldn't continue in his last fight against Pineda, and then he lost to Brito. And before that, did he lose to Jourdain, or did he beat him? Let me see here.
I think they're going to give him one more shot, Rudy.
He won. He might get another shot, bro. But honestly, man, as far as inconsistent as he is, I would say they cut him, dude.
We'll see. So
yeah, out of everybody on this card, man, I mean, I think him, Tristan Connolly might get cut, Mearsharp might get cut. Chase Sherman, for sure, he was already cut.
No, Mearsharp won't get cut. Mearsharp would not get cut yet.
I said possibilities, bro. Possibilities.
When you say possibility, it's kind of cursing them, Rudy, because you've said possibility before and they've gotten cut like a week later.
I can curse them if I want. I'm not superstitious like that, bro.
Now, Marlon Vera versus Rob Font. What a fucking war.
Ooh, that was fun.
That was a fun five-round fight, man. From the beginning to the end. I mean, Marlon Chito Vera, not even a full minute on the stool, he was already up and ready to go. Rob Font came out of there with his face looking like a meat grinder, just like if he came out of a meat grinder. That's how bad his face was.
It was bad. It was, honestly, I almost felt a little bit bad, but then I'm like, you know what? No, because Vera got a win for my topology. So, you know what? Let's go Chito.
Yeah, I mean, this fight, if you look at the stats, man, again, by the numbers, Rob Font won that fight, but the judges
damage
were
clearly
looking at something else, man.
The damage. It's the damage that they...
The damage and the control.
The knockdowns.
And just the way Font looked, man, he kind of looked defeated and winded, frustrated. That's just what my takeaway from it, man. So
it's probably the knockdowns that helped Chito win.
I can see
as well,
why
Rudy's.
They would give him that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the knockdowns
the stats,
too, right?
Dude, look at the fucking stats. He 273 shots, 271 landed. Marlon Vera 167 with 159 landed. Rob Font even had a takedown, dude. So if you're just looking at
those
numbers alone, it's like, bro, how did he lose that fight? But
he was dropped multiple times.
Why?
He was dropped multiple times. He was damaged badly. And when Chito did drop him, he got on top and he started beating the bloody fucking hell out of him. So the judges were looking at the damage instead of just the strikes landed, because, Chito didn't land as many strikes as Font, but his strikes were a lot more damaging than Font's were. Font's were a little bit more kind of tappy-tap. I don't want to use that word, really, but Cheetos were a lot more damaging because he did more damage. You could look at his fucking face. Hey, you guys.
Overall, this card, man, I gave it a 9. It was great. Like I said, from start to finish, it was one of those sleepy cards that just you didn't expect it to be that good, and it was really good, man. I enjoyed it from start to finish.
I agree.
Sandwich fight of the night. I really have to think about that one. Maybe let me look at these, man. Sandwich fight of the night.
Levy versus Breeden.
That one was still good, man.
Yeah. I don't think there was a sandwich of the night there.
I don't know if there was that night. They're all decent.
If I was going to call one sandwich fight of the night, it would be Romanov versus Sherman, because we knew what the fuck was going to happen, and that's exactly what happened. It was a quick sandwich, but you got a sandwich nonetheless.
Yeah, that's true.
Are we all in agreement with that one? I think that's a great takeaway.
You could walk away and go get a drink and be like, yep, I knew that was going to happen.
No. Yep. Sandwich, sir. A sandwich.
A sandwich. Yes. A sandwich and a drink, probably.
Beer in the middle. I don't care what you put in it, but it's a sandwich. Even if you get a sandwich and dump it in a mug full of beer, it's still a sandwich, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right? If you get a big, like, hoagie sandwich and you put it in a blender with beer and alcohol, it's still a sandwich. Still a sandwich.
Totally agree.
These are facts, dude. I don't make this shit up.
Right on. Well, guys, before we start making our predictions to this huge stacked card of UFC 274, Oliveira versus Gaethje, I'm going to do the quick rundown of all the events that's happening around the world. Yep, buddy. First off, the MMA kickboxing grappling Muay Thai category, May 6th. Bellator 280, Bader versus Congo 2. That's going to happen in Paris.
Also,
the 2022 PFL 3 is happening May 6th. Tomorrow, the next four events are going to be happening live on Fight TV. So go to fightbookmma.com, click the Fight TV tab, and you can check out all the events that's happening there. For May 6th, Samurai MMA 2, that's happening May 6th. Slap Fight Championship, Undisputed. Also on the 6th, Mamba Fight League, Contenders 10, that's also live on Fight. May 7th, Rage in the Cage, OKC 87. And on May 7th, Extreme Knockout 56. And of course, UFC 274, Oliveira versus Gaethje, live on pay-per-view. And for boxing, it's going to be a huge boxing event.
Oh, yeah, baby.
May 7th, live on the zone. It's a title fight. Our boy, Canelo Alvarez versus Dmitry Bivol. It's going to be a 12-rounder. They're going to be fighting for Bivol's WBA light heavyweight title. This fight is going to happen right after the UFC pay-per-view. It always does. Dana White figures that shit out, makes these fighters try to fight fast so that way he can go next door and sit in the crowd cage or ringside so he can watch the event. Also, May 7th, we have Warriors Boxing, Noche de Boxeo Cubano 2. That's also going to be live on Fight TV. So we have a lot of events happening, as always, this coming up weekend starting tomorrow. So don't miss it. If you guys want to look at the rundown again, just go to fightbookmma.com, click on the Fight TV tab, and you can see everything that's happening. I even have the schedule for the pro wrestling, some podcasts that are on there as well. So head out there to the website. And again, please show your support, buy some merch, go to the website, click on the merch tab, and it'll direct you straight to our Fightbook MMA store. All the proceeds help keep the website running, have the podcast running, and it gives us a little bit of cash to be able to sponsor fighters. So, all right, guys. Are we done wearing our masks, or are we going to continue wearing them? Rudy?
Oh, I said, I don't care.
Nacho Libre.
UFC 274.
You want to know why, Roberto? Because it's Cinco de Mayo. El Cinco de Mayo. In case you didn't know, folks, I pulled up some fun facts about Cinco de Mayo that you might not have known. Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day. All right? Cinco de Mayo commemorates Mexico's victory at the Battle of Puebla. The victory over the French was a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The Battle of Puebla wasn't only a victory for Mexico. It affected the outcome of the American Civil War. People in Mexico don't really celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Did you know that shit?
They don't.
They don't.
They don't. No. You. Yeah. The United States is the only country that celebrates Cinco de Mayo the way they celebrate it.
Really?
Yeah.
FDR brought Cinco de Mayo into the United States, and California was the first state in the U.S. to celebrate the holiday. Mole poblano was the official dish. The general has a city named after him. Kids in Mexico get the day off school. Isn't that nice? Americans eat way too many avocados on Cinco de Mayo. The battle is reenacted every year. Los Angeles holds the biggest celebration in the world. Cinco de Mayo is an official holiday in the United States. And there's an annual Cinco de Mayo air guitar competition that happens in the Hard Rock Cafe in the Cayman Islands. There's an annual air guitar contest on Cinco de Mayo. I'm actually one of the longest standing winners ever in that competition. So pretty cool, man. Just wanted to bring those Cinco de Mayo facts to everybody.
Nice fun facts on Cinco de Mayo.
And I had the nice music playing in the background.
Yes, I appreciate that. That's really good of you to do that, because
Viva Mexico, carabón.
Yeah, not a lot of people know about that stuff, man. And we got to throw a little bit of education in there.
I got a little tongue twister. I think I'm going to talk like this the rest of the show, Roberto.
Don't do that to me. Do not do that to me, Rudy. Don't.
No, I think I made my mind up.
No. Fuck off. All right. I can withstand it.
Pues, ya sabes, compadre.
Olvera versus
Gay cheese.
Olvera versus gay cheese. queso homosexual?
Okay.
¿Qué es eso?
No.
Porque se dice
antes de que cheese. Comenzamos esta parte del programa, vamos
¿Por qué
a
se
dar...
llaman gay cheese?
Sí.
¿Por qué se llama gay cheese si no fuera un queso homosexual?
¿Sí?
Dígame, por favor, Roberto. Explícame.
No te lo voy a explicar. Porque no hay explicación, cabrón. People are like, what the fuck
what
is going on
about?
Here? Are they talking shit about us?
Yeah. Those little burrito eaters, they're talking about their little Cinco de Mayo celebration.
Oh my God.
I like burritos, but some people call them tacos.
We have the two Mexicans and the Canadian.
Bro, like, honestly, man, some people call tacos burritos, and some people call burritos tacos. Like around here, what's a burrito to me is not a burrito to you.
Nope.
Like, that's a chimichanga.
Yes.
Or it could be a fajita.
Flautas, a lot of people don't know what a flauta is.
No, they don't.
It's a little skinny rolled up.
I actually ate flautas today.
Are you talking about taquitos?
That was my dinner. Yeah,
they are not taquitos.
White people call it taquitos. That's what they call
flautas.
Them like at Walmart when you buy them in the box. They're taquitos.
Okay, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
And you add like sour cream and avocado and lime and salsita. It's good. That's what I had. It was pretty good, man. And now I'm drinking a Dos Equis. And I'm feeling pretty good, man. You can clearly see that I'm feeling really, really good. Really good.
Before we get more off the rails here, UFC 274 is going to be on live on pay-per-view. The prelims on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. And let's go ahead and give our grade on the poster. And for me, I am going to give this poster a 4.
A 4?
Yes, this poster does nothing. White background. They look like, I don't know.
I don't know, man. It looks a little lazy to me.
It is. It's very lazy. So the only reason I'm giving it a 4 because it has a blank background.
Check it out, folks. This is what we're talking about. I don't know. It just looks very lazy. Number one, I don't like the way the names are kind of not on the same level. It looks weird. Mm-hmm. It just looks weird, bro. I guess it's because they're trying to do the whole champ versus challenger thing, and the challengers are lower than him. But that's just weird, dude. I don't like it. This is Mexican music playing again.
I don't like it either.
I'll give it a four.
I'm giving it a four, but
I like the pictures they used. I mean, I'll give it a six, just because I like the pictures that they use. I think they could have done a little more with this poster. It's just very, very bland and boring. This is easily recreated, easily done. They could have done something better, and they didn't. I don't know why, but whatever.
You know whose poster you should pull up?
Oh, Eagle FC?
Yes. No. Well, Eagle FC's poster is fucking sick.
Yeah, it looks like
Dos Santos is Xerxes. Looks...
Bellator's is kind of eh.
Bellator's is caca. No, I'm talking GFX or what's that guy on Twitter that does all these?
Grease Effects?
Yes,
Grease Effects. Dude, oh, yeah, man. Let me pull up some of his stuff. That one was badass. His latest
that's
one.
That's the poster.
Yeah, that poster was dope.
I'm
pulling it up for people to see. Oh, he's got some cool shit about there on here.
And for you guys that's listening, just go to Twitter and look up GZFX, and you'll see his shit.
Yeah, this is
it's fucking awesome.
He made a poster for Chandler versus Ferguson, and this just looks dope, bro. I wish they would hire this guy to do the posters, because his posters are freaking sick. And this is not even the best work. This is a cool one, but that's the UFC 274 one.
Look at this Marlon Vera poster. That's cool, man. That looks sick.
Yeah, but he has a lot of cool posters. He's not doing as many as he used to. But
That Marlon Vera one is nice.
And when he does them, man, they're sick, bro. I like GZFX.
Boss Logic does some good shit too.
I found this other guy, man. I think he's Japanese, bro, and he does like these Yakuza drawings. I think you might have seen one. It was like a collage of different anime MMA fighters, like, and they look like Yakuza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, this guy has some sick artwork, man. Sick artwork, and yeah, he made this whole thread of like Bruce Lee versus Tyson. Those pictures are so dope, man.
Nice.
Anyways.
All right. Let's do the rundown. We're going to start off from, like we do for every pay-per-view event, we are going to give our predictions starting from fight one all the way to fight number 15. Now, will all 15 fights hold up? We don't know until tomorrow during the weigh-ins. Or even on the same night, that Saturday, somebody might be positive for COVID or whatever. Starting off the pay-per-view or the ESPN card, Journey Newsom versus Bernie Garcia. We have an American versus a Mexican. The rankings are pretty... You got number 94 in Newsom versus number 5 in Garcia, according to Tapology. Garcia, I believe, is coming in with a few wins. Let me just check here as I look on Tapology, because that's where we always base off of. And speaking of Tapology, we also got to give a shout out to them because they have our news feed on their website as well. So. We really appreciate that support from Tapology. We use Tapology like crazy in the Facebook group. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, just go to the search for Fightbook MMA. Two things are going to pop up, or three things. It's either the fan page, the group page, or my posts. So just do the search, go to Fightbook MMA. Join our group. Our group is the shit. Every fight night, Rudy does the Who You Got. We talk about every single fight that happens. We give our predictions, and we just talk about that specific fight. Rudy's been doing this for almost 10 years now, or more than 10 years. So, yeah.
I've even had my shit ripped off by the UFC.
Yes.
Like, have you ever seen their commercials, Who You Got? They got that from me.
Yep.
And the whole, watch an event on the couch with your friends and stream it live. We did that
shit. You guys started that shit. Yep. Fight Companions.
Yep.
The Fight Companions.
We need to do another Fight Companion, bro.
I would love to do one, bro, but my mom wants to do something for Mother's Day on Saturday. So.
Oh, okay. It's like, well, the next pay-per-view. We'll do it on the next pay-per-view.
Yeah, that'd be fun, man.
When's the next pay-per-view after that?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't look that far out.
I'll look it up and I'll let you guys know. And then hopefully, I don't care if I'm away, I'll still do a Fight Companion. I'll just do one with my uncles.
Yeah. Well, for this fight, I'm going to have Fernie Garcia winning. He's been coming in hot. He hasn't lost a fight since 2019. He's won 4 in a row with LFA. He won the Contender Series. His UFC debut against Jurny Newsom. Jurny Newsom is coming into this fight, I believe, with a loss. I'm trying to look here.
He's kind of pretty much got 3 losses, bro. He had a loss to Randy Costa, first round head kick KO. Domingo Pilarde, he had a no contest. And then Ricardo Ramos, he lost in his decision. And those are his first fights in the UFC. He has a lot of pressure coming into this fight. Fighting against someone like Fernando Garcia, he's on a 5-fight win streak, bro. And I don't know, man. If you look at the odds, this entire card, the fight odds are extremely close. There's not a lot of crazy bet spreads on this event. This fight in particular, Fernie Garcia is coming as a favorite, as a -145 favorite. Jurny Newsom's a +120. I think that should be a lot higher for Fernie Garcia, but this is debut, isn't it? Or no, right?
Yeah, it's his debut.
Yeah,
he won for the Contender Series, because of that, he's not going to make his debut. Like I said, this guy is a killer in LFA. If you guys haven't seen him, it's like we always say, if you guys want to find out who's going to be the next up-and-comer, watch the LFA cards. Those LFA cards are fire. So, yeah, just go and watch them. You'll find your favorite, and you can be following them and see their journey with LFA, because obviously it is a feeder promotion to the UFC. So it's pretty good. This fight, for sure, I'm going to be picking Fernie Garcia. He's going to win probably in the second round by TKO. Journey is just, it's 3 losses in a row, all in the UFC. If he loses by Fernie Garcia, going to be curtains for this guy.
I agree, man. This is definitely a fight where I don't think Newsom is going to win. So I'm putting money on this fight. -145 favorite. So,
Mark?
I'm going Garcia as well. It's a clean sweep, Garcia.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's going to be a good one. Right on. Next up, we have another Mexican fighting a Brazilian. We have Lupita Godinez versus Ariane Carnelossi. These two are ranked pretty close. Godinez is 23.
It's the female Vitor. We call her Vitor.
Yeah. Who? Ariane?
Yeah, Ariane Carnelossi. Have you seen the way this chick is built? Like a Mack truck, dude.
Didn't we say that last time she fought?
Yeah, I mean, she's great, bro. She's got a lot of power, but her problem is that she gasses out because she has all that weight, and she throws with everything she's got. So I like this matchup, man. It's a very close fight as far as the betting odds go. And that says a lot.
It's a favor.
Who's the favorite in this one? I'm pretty sure it's Lupi Godinez. And it is a, -185 favorite. Carnelossi is a +149 underdog. coming into this fight.
Wow. Well, Lupita did win her last fight against Loma Lupunmi.
Lupunmi.
And Carnelosi, did she win her? She won her last fight.
Yeah,
correct?
she beat Estela Nunez back in October 20 of 21, and then she beat Na. You know, in April of 21, and before that she had lost to Hill. That was her first fight into the UFC. She lost to Hill in a third round TKO. But yeah, man, I like Lupi in this fight because she's a little more durable.
She's a scrapper, bro.
Yeah, bro. She'll take it to you, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of her fights she's taken it to the limit except one fight. I think she won via submission. That was her second fight in the UFC, but everything else she's gone the distance with some good fighters, man. And yeah, man, I'm definitely gonna put money on her.
I think Lupita, she just needs to weather the storm in the first round, try not to get hurt, just let Carnelosi just do her thing and blow her wide, and come second round, Lupita is gonna be on fire and fresh and ready to go. I'm picking Lupita. I don't think she's going to finish her. So it's going to be a good, hard-fought, unanimous decision for Lupita.
Yeah, it's a great matchup, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to put money. I'm going to make two slips. One's going to have Lupita winning. The other one will have Carnelosi. But yeah, for sure,
Smart.
Godin is.
I got Lupita winning, and I got her winning by submission.
By submission?
Ooh, yep.
It's going to be tough to submit Carnelosi.
No, she's gonna gas out, and she's going to be too tired to fucking be able to do shit. She's going to tap out. Watch.
I would say right now. In the late third round, if it does happen, it's going to happen in the late third round.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have CJ Vergara versus Clayton Rodriguez. Even though they don't, they're not Mexican with those last names, but
no, they're Latino.
They're Vergara is a Latino. He is from San Antonio. He's coming in with a loss against Ode Osborne, but before that, I mean, he was on a tear, five wins. But Clayton, let's see here. He's actually coming in. They call him KR. That's pretty.
That's very unoriginal.
Unoriginal.
What's a good name? I don't know. Just use my fucking initials. KR. There you go.
KR. There you go. That's my nickname. Fuck it. He's actually coming in with six wins. Yep, six wins. His last, since 2016, he hasn't lost a fight. He is also making his UFC debut. He won the Contender Series in 2021. He's going to make his debut. I'm still going to pick Vergara winning. I don't know how. I just feel like CJ is going to win.
Well, my friend Roberto, I have to go against you and go for Rodriguez.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Vergara, man. He's had a little more tougher fights than Clayton, in my opinion. And he has a little more experience. Even though he lost his last fight to Ode Osborne, it was a unanimous decision. I remember that fight. Yeah. It was a good fight, man.
It was a good fight. It was a hard-fought fight. You know, it could have gone either way, but, well, not really, but, yeah, it was good. It was a good fight. So,
And this is a very, very, I don't know, man, the odds, this is one of those fights that it's not even close on the odds. Clayton Rodriguez coming in as a minus 400 favorite, which I think is a huge mistake. CJ Vergara is a plus 300 underdog. I'm putting my money on CJ.
Dang. Right on. Next up, we have two beautiful women fighting, Tracy Cortez versus Melissa Gatto. Both ranked pretty close, Cortez 27 and Gatto 25. Man, I don't know who to pick, bro. This is going to be a good fight. I really don't see this as a sandwich of the night fight at all. This is going to be a good, good scrap. I don't know who to pick. It's going to be a toss-up for me.
I feel like I'm either going to coin toss or I'm just going to call a draw, even though you can't do that on Tapology, but I don't honestly don't know who to pick. I'm with you, Roberto. I can't pick. Anything can really happen in this match, and I'm not going to leave this. I'm not going to leave my seat. That's for damn sure.
Oh, no. No, this is going to be a good scrap, man.
Yeah.
Tracy and Gatto, they always bring it. Always mm-hmm. bring it in the cage, man. And it's very exciting to watch these two fight. I mean, look at Cortez. She hasn't lost a fight since 2017.
Holy shit. Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And that's outside. I'm talking about outside of the UFC. You know, for her to be undefeated that long and winning, you know, the Contender Series, UFC, the last three UFC fights. Yeah.
I don't know, man. You sound like you're dick riding her a little.
No, I'm just giving her props. Melissa Gatto.
Wait, is it called Dick Ryder, or is it called Clam Gatto, Jamming?
Melissa Gatto hasn't technically lost a fight since 2016.
She is undefeated. No, since 2015, if you count her amateur fight.
Yeah, that's again. And it, when I compare the two, Melissa Gatto and Tracy Cortez, I think Gatto has had tougher fights, and she's had a lot more finishes, bro. Her fights have, most of them been like decision. And by the end of the fight, she looks really gassed, bro. So I don't like this fight for her. I really don't. I think Gatto's gonna win this. I looked at these fights during the week, bro, and kind of picked them apart. And I really think that that Gatto is gonna win this fight. And she's coming in as a slight underdog, plus 125. Tracy Cortez a 150.
Yeah, my gut feeling is going for Gatto. I just can't pick right now. I mean, what my gut says is Gatto. My mind says Cortez, so I might have to go with my gut feeling. Plus, you know,
Cortez I like Brian her. Dude. She's fun to watch. But yeah, man, just those fights that she's had, you know, the decisions, like I said, at the end of those fights, she looks like gas, bro. And she's had a bit of a problem trying to get to the weight, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, I don't know if that's going to be a factor. I guess we'll find out a little more tomorrow at weigh-ins and see how she looks. But right now, as it is, I mean, just looking at them on paper, I just can't give that to Cortez.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I can't pick right now. You'll see my Tapology picks. I'm probably gonna coin toss the shit.
I'm leaning more towards Gatto than Cortez.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll go Cortez. Fuck it.
Okay.
There, Cortez. All right. Fuck it. I'm going with Cortez. I said that my picks are gonna be final tonight. There's one I may switch. But I'm going with all my picks that I name on the show tonight. Are going to be my final picks. I'm already
done. I ain't switching them. I did my research, bro, during the week.
Yes, I love it.
Office and just watching fights, the past fights, and just comparing everything. Yeah, man, I think I'm going to do good on this one.
Nice. Next up, Andre Fialo. Can't pronounce that guy's last name. Versus Cameron Van Camp. This is an odd matchup. Cameron is coming in number 4 in the rankings. Andre's coming in at
That's
going to
be
34.
The next fight after that?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, what?
According to Tapology.
Cameron Van Camp versus Andre Fialo.
Fialo, there you go. I guess I got to pronounce it that way, huh? What do you guys got on this one, man?
I guess Fialo. I don't know. I guess the safe bet is Fialo, but I don't know. Yeah, you know what? I'll go with Fialo. Fuck it.
Who you got, Roberto?
Well, the Invader is really up there in the rankings. He hasn't lost since 2019. Most of his wins haven't gone past even the second round. He is making his UFC debut, but his last win was at B2 Fighting Series 128, which is a really good promotion. And for him to win against Kenny via Darce choke.
Kenny Gaudreau.
Yeah, man. His last three wins have been by submission. And like I said, they haven't passed the second round. So I'm going to pick the Invader on this one.
Yeah, I'm going with Andre Fialo, man. I think he's got a lot more experience, you know, coming from UAE. And
UAE's big.
Yeah, bro, he was in PFL, UAE, Bellator. He's got a lot of just high-level experience. And I think that's really gonna show coming into this. Van Camp, yeah, he's great on the ground, man, submission specialist, but so is Fialo. But his specialty seems to be knocking people the fuck out, and I think that might happen with this fight. What did I pick? I picked Fialo, his second round KO. So I really think he's definitely going to pull this off. As far as the betting odds go, this fight, Andre Fialo, oh, wow, yeah, dude. So this is another big one. I don't know if I'm going to put money on this one. But Andre Fialo is a minus 420 favorite, and Van Camp is a plus 295 underdog. So clearly the matchmakers see what I'm seeing in this one.
Jeez.
Yeah, Andre Fialo, minus 420 favorite. So, yeah, that's
my wow. Well, we'll soon find out come Saturday night. All right, fellas, we got Ivanov versus Rogerio de Lima. And this is going to be a fucking – somebody's going to get you know, we got the heavyweights here. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves watching the heavyweights fight. And I'm going to lean more towards Ivanov winning this fight.
Yes. Yep. Attaboy, Roberto. Yeah. I go with Ivanov as well. No, that's my boy. I've been a fan of his since the Bellator days and World Series of Fighting days. I wish him and Volkov would have got to have a rematch in the UFC, but neither guy kind of got on a good enough tear to meet, you know, to do it, but it is what it is. He's going to win by submission, I believe. I think he's going to probably submit him, or he's just going to knock his block off, but it's going to be late in the third round, I think, when it happens, because I feel like they're going to kind of feed each other out for the first round. Kind of, you know, I'd say less than over-under combined under 15 strikes, probably. Wow.
That's a bold prediction there.
Bold, but probably a good one.
Rudy?
Well, I'm definitely betting on De Lima. He's a plus 125 underdog. Blagoy Ivanov is a minus 150 favorite. And I don't know, man. I love Ivanov. I love his story, bro, how he got stabbed in the heart. That's why he has that hole in his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, man, and he came back through adversity, and look where he is now, bro. He's beat the shit out of some guys. But all of his fights have all been decision, bro. I mean, he's not a knockout artist. He's not somebody who has that kind of power. He's kind of a smaller heavyweight. And Marcos Rogerio de Lima, he's fought some real motherfuckers, bro, and he's taking it to him. And recently, he won against Green. He won a unanimous decision, but he knocked out Ben Rothwell, dude, in the first fucking round.
That's hard to do.
That's hard,
yeah, that's
bro.
That's really hard to do.
That's really hard to do, and I can't see somebody who knocked Ben Rothwell out fighting against a guy way smaller than him. Ivanov is nowhere near as big as Ben Rothwell. I don't see this going very well for Ivanov, man. I think this is a fight that he's going to lose, and he's going to get his pink slip.
Wow.
Wow, Rudy, that's a bit harsh, bro.
Yeah, I'm being harsh tonight, bro.
I can tell. You're being a real McAsshole.
Yeah, but so far, man, I mean, a $5 bet will net me $250. That's not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah. That's not bad at all.
But that's so far.
Next up, we have an exciting fight with Brandon Royval versus Matt Schnell. The rankings are kind of weird on this one. They have Brandon at number 6 and Matt at number 177.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird. I know on the UFC site, they have Schnell at number 9 and Royval at number 6. That's weird. You looking at Tapology?
Yeah, I'm looking at Tapology.
Yeah.
This is the world rankings, not so much what the UFC is ranking them. I don't know, man. I never pick against Brandon. Matt Schnell is a game fighter, but I'm gonna go with Brandon. Going with Brandon. I don't know what the odds are, but Brandon's been there. He's done that. He's got more experience. Somewhat more experienced, but he's fought, you know, some good fighters. So I'm going to pick Brandon. Mark?
Well, this one, a little bit tough for me to pick one, but the last time I bet on the Royval fight, I kind of got screwed on out of a perfect card on Tapology. Trying to remember that fight. So I don't know. I really don't know who to pick in this fight. It's going to be a good fight, regardless. It's going to be a good fight, I think. Schnell and Royval are going to put on a fucking show. I think this is going to be fight of the night candidate, to be honest. This might have to be another coin toss, but I think right now I'm going to have to go with Schnell.
Okay.
We'll see how I feel tomorrow. We'll see how I feel after the weigh-ins. I also like to make my picks after the weigh-ins, because if they look kind of shitty, then I'm like, I don't want to bet on them. I don't want to pick them for my Tapology, because if they look like shit at the weigh-ins, then they're going to end up being shit, and they probably aren't going to rehydrate good, and they're going to look like shit come fight night. So, which we've seen plenty of times where people have looked like shit after they look like shit on the scales, right?
True. Rudy?
Yeah, I'm going Brandon Royval. He's a minus 250 favorite in this fight, plus 200 underdog for Matt Schnell. I'll probably put a bet slip with Matt Schnell on it. But as far as my picks, I'm picking Brandon Royval. I think he's improved a lot, man. Even though he last fight he won, but before that he had 2 losses in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's really learned a lot from those losses. He's been more active, in my opinion, on the fight cards recently. And Matt Schnell, he's got a long night ahead of him, man. Not taking anything away from him, dude. But I don't know, man. I think Brandon Royval, his hands are going to be a big factor in this fight. And Yeah, matchmakers clearly see that as well. So I'm going to put money on him. Like I said, I'm also going to put money on Matt Schnell. So if I put Matt Schnell on my bet slip, I'm looking at $785 on a $5 bet.
Wow.
That's not bad, bro, off a $5 bet. But if I pick Brandon Royval, $363. Wow, so Matt Schnell will actually bump that difference. Shit up. Yeah, nice. So I'm definitely making a bet slip with Matt Schnell on it. Because that's kind of a pick 'em fight, bro. I don't know why the fight odds are so, you know, there's such a widespread on that one. That one doesn't make sense to me at all. They might get a little closer, you know, closer to fight night, especially after the weigh-ins, man. I want to see what they look like.
That's the key factor right there, man, is the weigh-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Next
it
up,
really is for me a lot.
Yep. Next up, we have Macy Chaisson versus Norma Dumont.
Macy Chaisson.
Oh, shit.
Chaisson?
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Norma Dumont.
Chaisson.
Macy lost her last fight against Raquel Pennington.
Uh-huh.
Norma's coming in, I believe, with three or four wins in a row. So
yeah, three wins in a row, decision wins. But they were against like some of the biggest names of the division: Aspen Ladd, yep. Alicia Spencer, yep. Ashley Evans Smith.
Yep.
She lost to Megan Anderson when Megan was actually doing something back in 2020, and that was her only loss, to be quite honest with you. That was her first fight into the UFC.
Yep.
Macy, like you mentioned, lost to Raquel Pennington. Expected. I mean, Rocky's, she's a beast, bro. And then she beat Marion Renault, Shayna Young. She lost to Lena Landsberg. But she's had a lot of fights in the UFC, man. She has a lot more experience. But, you know, I think, Dumont's going to come in riding high on that win streak, bro. I got her expecting to win a decision. Fight odds on this. -230 favorite for Norma Dumont, Macy Chiasson +180 underdog. I'm not gonna budge on that one. I'm not putting money on her.
Don't touch that fight, Rudy, at all. It's not worth it. Dumont's gonna go in and just win.
So
I know that for a fact.
If I keep Matt Schnell and I add Norma Dumont, $5 will net me $1,129.
Damn. Woo. Good Lord.
I'm gonna have to cash out some money to you, Rudy, so you can put some bets.
$10, $2,258, and that's just with 7 fights on my bet slip, bro. So I'm gonna make a couple of bet slips, man.
Okay.
And if I did a round robin, holy shit, I could win a lot of money.
Go, Rudy. Get that paper,
buddy. Next up, who did you pick, Mark?
Dumont.
Dumont?
I gotta go with Norma.
Right on. Next up, the co-main event on the prelim cards. We have Francisco Trinaldo versus Danny Roberts.
Ooh. Okay.
This is a very interesting fight.
It is.
Really ranked, really close on the world rankings. Trinaldo's 45, Danny's 46. Believe Francisco won his last fight, and did Danny lose his last fight?
I think he did. Did he lose by decision, or was he finished, Berto?
I can't remember.
No, he won his last fight against.
He won his last fight. Okay.
Yeah, and before that, he had won against Imadaev. The fight that he lost was against Pereira Lima.
Okay. That's right. Well, it's still going to be a good fight. I mean, Francisco always brings it. It's one of he's just like David always says, the junkyard dog of the division. It's gonna be a good fight, man. Who do I think is gonna win? I'm going to pick Danny Roberts. I don't know what the fight odds are on this fight. Rudy will tell us here in just a sec, but I'm gonna pick Danny Roberts winning.
Yeah, I'm also going with Danny Roberts, man. Francisco Trinaldo, just lately, his fights have been okay, man. He's got a lot of power, but he just seems to lose that power now, you know, as the fight progresses. His last fight, he won by decision, and the one before that, he lost by decision. He hasn't really knocked in with it. He knocked somebody out back in 2020, Hebert. But, I don't really like him going into this fight, dude. I think there's a huge difference in height. Danny Roberts has a huge height and reach advantage. He's 6'1". Trinaldo's 5'9". That's never really stopped Trinaldo because, like I said, he's so energetic, man. He's nonstop coming at you. He's like a mini Romero, you know. But he gasses just like him too. And I don't know, man. I don't like this fight for him. I think Danny Roberts is going to pick him apart. And he's going to get it done, man. I got Danny Roberts winning this fight. He is – oh, what is this? Danny Roberts. I'm looking for – oh, okay, here we go. Yeah, Francisco Trinaldo is a -115 favorite. Danny Roberts, -105 underdog. It's very close odds. I don't know. I might not put money on this one, but if I do, I'm going to go Danny Roberts.
Nice.
Wow! So a $5 bet with 8 people on my bet slip, $2,209.
Mark.
Well, I'm gonna go with the veteran and go with Trinaldo. I feel like he's going to use his veteran ways, and he's going to he's been around for, like, he's young, but he's a fight veteran, because he's, you know, he's got a hell of a record. He's been around, but I feel like he's going to use his brain. He's going to win this fight. I got a good feeling.
And to main event the prelims, we have Randy Brown versus Chaos Williams.
Oh, shit. Oh,
my God.
Chaos versus Rude Boy. Holy shit. Woo. Oh, my God.
See here, Randy Brown double knockout? 6'3", Chaos Williams 6 feet. Not much of a difference in reach advantage, but the height certainly plays a factor in this one.
Yeah, well, Randy Brown is a tall motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
He's lanky as well. Pretty fast. Got the reach advantage. But one punch from Chaos Williams, lights out for you.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But
this guy is built like a fucking tank.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a toss up, man. If I think that the fight's gonna end in the first round, I'm gonna pick Chaos. If I feel that the fight is going to end in the second, early in the third round, I'm going to pick Randy Brown. I don't know. They both won their last two fights as well, so we'll see.
I'm going to have to. Now, this is a hard one for me to pick. This is actually one that I didn't want to pick. I was talking to my cousin about it the other day. I like Chaos. I like Rude Boy. And I have to go with Rude Boy, because I feel like he's going to go in there and he's going to just set the pace and he's going to stretch it out. He's not going to let Chaos get in. He's not going to let Chaos try to end it early. He's going to stretch it out and make it a decision, I think. He's not going to let it become a brawl. He's going to kind of try to stretch it out to make it a decision, I feel like.
Rudy?
Yeah, I'm going with Chaos, man. Chaos Williams. I think he's got way too much power, and just the past couple of fights, he's really improved, bro. I mean, he knocked out Baeza in a fight that I didn't think he was gonna win. Randy Brown, he just barely gets it done every time. I like the fighter, but I'm just really not impressed with him. You know, he got a decision win against Gooden. And he did sub Olvera, but that's kind of a fluke. He lost to Luke with TKO. He beat Warley Alves by submission. He's got skills on the ground, on the feet, standing up. I don't know, man. The power is a huge factor in Chaos. He really doesn't. He doesn't kind of fade. You know what I mean? So it's just not going to be a good night for Brown. Chaos Williams is the betting favorite. Slight betting favorite. It's -120. Randy Brown's even. So, yeah, I may not even put money on this fight, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's one of those fights that you just have to coin toss and see which one lands. Right on. On to the main event.
Oh, here we go.
Card.
Here we go. I've been waiting for this shit now.
Starting the main card, we have Donald Cerrone versus Joe Lauzon.
Okay. Woo.
So I'm going to pick Joe winning this fight.
Okay. Roberto just came out right and says it. Fuck.
Yes. Joe is going to win. Cowboy hasn't won at all since, like, 2019 or something like that.
Yeah.
He's lost every single fight except one, but it was a grappling match. So that really doesn't count as an MMA fight. Then he lost his last grappling, there's two last grappling fights. So either Cowboy's going to win against Joe by a fluke, because he's just hasn't been the same Donald Cerrone that we all love to watch. And so Joe, he lost, I think he won his last one and lost two. I'm just going to pick Joe Lauzon. He's the younger fighter. And yeah. It's not looking good for Mr. Cowboy Cerrone, man. I think this is probably going to be his last fight in the UFC.
And that's why I'm thinking that he's going to ride off into the sunset with a win, Berto. I'm sorry. As much as I respect Lozon, I know Lozon could probably just grab Cerrone and submit his ass like that. And I know that's probably how Lozon's going to win, is by submission. I don't want to say that, but I think Cerrone's going to go in there and just give it one last fucking go, and he's going to fucking ride off into the sunset and get that last win and go. I really do. I know that's me thinking with more in my heart than my brain, but this is my heart pick, not my brain pick. I may regret it.
Rudy?
Yeah, this is a fight that, I don't know, man. I'm definitely going to put two slips, man. One with Cerrone, one Lauzon. Lauzon's a underdog, minus a plus 125 underdog. Donald Cerrone is a minus 170 favorite. And for good reason. I mean, he hasn't had a win in a long time. He knows what's at stake here. Plus, he just had a kid, man. And, you know, the last time he had a kid, that's when he beat the shit out of Anthony Hernandez. And that was a cowboy that I think we're expecting to see. But, you know, he's fighting a crafty fight, veteran fighter. He hasn't been quite as active as Cowboy Cerrone, but really, has Cowboy been really active when he's losing that much? That's neither here nor there. Like I said, I want to pick Cerrone, man, but just something tells me he's not going to win this. I think Lauzon might pull off a submission win, unsuspecting submission win. I think Cowboy's going to go in there, guns blazing, and he's going to get caught slipping. So I have Lauzon winning this by submission in the second round.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a quick fight.
I want to see Cowboy win, you know, and just either way, I think this should be his last fight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think this might be his last fight. I don't know what his contract is with the UFC, but it probably doesn't matter what it is. This is probably his retirement fight.
So far with these nine picks, $5 bet, bro, $5,421.
Oh, good lord!
Not bad, man. So that's,
if you win that much money, can I borrow a dollar?
Yeah, man.
Can you, like, just buy me a fucking luchador mask?
Hitting all these these fights, the odds are, you know, it's kind of big, man. I wouldn't say astronomical, but you have very
– Hey, you could get them, Rudy.
To hit these, and I've hit them before, man. I like doing huge parlays, and I bet, like, you know, I'll spend, like, freaking $50 and do, like, dollar bets, and I'll hit, dude. I'll make a couple $100, man, off of a couple bucks, and –
There you go, man.
It's fun, especially when you just kind of pick all these fights apart.
Right. Like
this one, this is going to be a good event, man.
Hell yeah.
Next up, OSP versus Mauricio Rua. OSP was one of those fighters that we all thought was the next
John Jones
guy to the next champ, the next big one.
And then he kind of went.
He went caca. Just for that fact, I'm going to pick Mauricio winning. He has fought the who's who and the who's where and the what promotion.
Mm-hmm.
You look his record up, he's been there and done that. He's the more veteran fighter in this matchup here. The world rankings have Mauricio at 31, OSP at 75. OSP lost his last two fights. I believe Mauricio lost his last one and won the one fight before that. I don't remember, but I think that's what it is.
Yeah, but man. I don't know. You finish. Go ahead and finish. I'll let you finish.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick Mauricio winning. OSP might be able to pull it off and win. I don't know, but because of what I'm seeing, I'm going to pick Mauricio.
Mark?
Obviously, I'm going to go for Shogun Rua. You know, I feel like we're going to see the old Shogun, and I would like to see the Shogun that beat the bloody piss out of Machida for the title.
You're literally going to see the old Shogun because he's fucking old.
Rudy, you had to do that, didn't you? Well, I meant like style-wise, like fight-wise, you know what I mean? Like, I want him to come in and just beat the fuck out of OSP. I mean, take his fucking legs off and just fucking grab him and just fucking tie clinch the fuck out of him.
I don't know, just beat his ass. You guys are just being way too nostalgic about this one.
I know, but it's Shogun.
It's Shogun, bro. Come on,
it's Shogun. He knocked out my boy Chuck Liddell, all right? I have to.
I'll break this one down for you. OSP minus 250 underdog. I mean, favorite Mauricio Hua, a plus 195 underdog. I don't really think he has a chance in hell, to be quite honest with you, man. His last fight against Paul Craig, he lost via TKO. And then before that, his last one was against Nogueira, dude, in 2020. And that was a decision, bro. The fuck out of here. And then he lost to Paul Craig back in 2019. And he's been active for an older guy, you know, but really has he really improved over the years? It's just going to be the same old Hua. And OSP, I mean, I could say the same thing for this guy. Like you said, he was the next John Jones, but you never know. It's hit or miss with OSP. You always wonder which OSP is going to show up. I think this is going to be the Von Flu fucking having OSP. I think he's going to pull this off and get get this submission win, off of Shogun Hua, man. I think OSP, he's a lot bigger than this dude, bro. And that's
what he's smoking, Rudy. Really?
A huge factor going into this fight. Especially Shogun's age. 6'3 to 6'1. He's got a 4-inch reach advantage, and he's clearly going to come in heavier than this guy.
Shogun's getting revenge in this fight. He's getting revenge on fucking OSP. He's getting revenge on his ass.
Yeah.
He lost the first fight. He's getting revenge this time.
Yeah.
He has to.
I don't see how you're going to get revenge when you choke the fuck out. So my pick is OSP winning this fight. And yeah, I don't know if I'll put money on this one.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, if I add him to my slip, I'm looking at 7,500.
Jesus Lord. Jesus Christ.
I might just add him.
Go ahead and add him.
Well, then fuck.
That way you can take that money home. And that way for sure I can borrow a dollar from you. All right. Next up, Michael Chandler. Versus Tony Ferguson.
Oof.
I don't want to see Turkey Fergie.
It's like that Muppet, the chef. Nerga Fergan, Nerga Fargan, Tony Ferguson, Nerga Fergan.
The fucking Muppet
Tony
show.
Tony Ferguson works at the gate, Nerga Fergan.
I don't want to see Tony Ferguson walking in the cage. I don't know.
Like, I'm not saying
he did lose his last.
What are you talking about, bro? Tony Ferguson's walkout's like the best thing ever. It's fucking amazing.
It is.
I don't want to see him get walk out and just fucking get his ass beat so bad to where it's just, I don't know. I don't want to see Ferguson go out like that. And I feel like that's what's going to happen Saturday night. I feel like Chandler's going to fucking, he's going to put a beat down on Ferguson. He's going to put a worse beat down than Gaethje did, I think. That's my prediction. Man. And I like Ferguson, but Chandler's got something to prove after that, you know, after losing to Gaethje. He wants that back. He needs to.
Yeah.
He's lost it, you know, his like the Gaethje and the Oliveira fight where, you know, he's hungry. And I feel like if he can get up past Ferguson, then he's probably going to be next in line for the winner. But he's not next in line. Excuse me. I shouldn't say that. But I feel like if he wins, I feel like Uncle Dana is going to do him versus Islam next.
Maybe.
If he wins impressively, right? If it's an impressive win. If it's a boring decision, then...
Yeah, Chandler needs to win very impressively against Tony Ferguson. Mm-hmm. Tony Ferguson is a game opponent. This guy, we all know how Tony Ferguson fights. It is what it is with these two fighters. I just feel that Chandler is gonna come in and just beat the shit out of Tony. Cause Tony takes a hit, he does, but he also gets a beating.
I don't know.
Yeah, man, I don't think Tony has it in him anymore, man. And it's been pretty evident in the past couple of fights. He lost to Beneil Dariush, bro. I mean, Beneil is he's like a wet blanket, you know what I mean? And that was a unanimous decision. He lost to Olvera, unanimous decision. He'll take it to the limit, bro. He'll take the beating, yeah. And that's the problem. I don't want to see him take a beating, and I think
nobody
can agree to that. You know, and before that, he fought Gaethje and took a fucking massive beating.
Oh, bro.
And before that, his last one was against Cowboy Cerrone, bro. So, really, what does Tony Ferguson have left in the tank? Michael Chandler, his last couple fights have been bangers, bro. I don't think he lost the fight against Gaethje. That's just my opinion. Olvera, he almost beat that guy, bro. And it should have been called. The ref should have stopped the fight, but the only reason they didn't is because Olvera was a champ. I honestly think they should have stopped that fight. And, you know, Olvera managed to pull it off. Hey, whatever, you know, you call that a gimme by the ref, but whatever, man, it is what it is. He ended up beating him ultimately, man, whether the ref stopped it or not. And before that, he knocked the fuck out of Hooker, man. So, and this guy's just coming in like a beast every time, 100%. He brings it. Tony Ferguson, not so much, man. I don't think this is going to be a good night for Tony Ferguson. I think Justin Gaethje, I mean, not Michael Chandler, pulls it off. He's a huge favorite, minus 425 favorite, 295 underdog for Tony Ferguson. No way in hell I'm putting any money on this fight. Even though those odds look good for Ferguson, I don't think he pulls it off, bro. I don't think he has it in him anymore.
No.
I'm staying away from this one.
Yeah, man. Michael Chandler has those two losses, but they weren't like, you know, bad losses. So, the one I'm going to pick Michael Chandler winning this fight against Tony Ferguson. Nobody wants to see another beating. But as we all know, we've seen the Tony Ferguson fights. He takes a beating, doesn't stop. It's hard to put him away. And Michael Chandler is just hungry. He's the youngest, the younger, the faster fighter. It's going to be a good fight, man. It's one that you don't want to miss. It's going to be a good one. You know, Tony Ferguson is just going to be one of those fighters. Like I said, he's just going to take that beating.
He'll make it a fight, though, Berto. He will make it a fight at points. He will make it a good fight. It's not like it's going to be like a 20-second fucking finish for Chandler, but it may be. It could be. You never know, right?
Yeah, but I don't think
depends.
So, man.
Honestly, I don't know what kind of Ferguson's coming in this weekend. Where's his mind at? Is he like already fucking out the door? Like, eh? Or is he like, yeah, I got one last run in me. Where's his mind at? Is what I want to know.
Yeah.
Personally, I want to know where's his mindset at? Like,
it's going to be a hard fight to watch. That's what I can say right now. It's going to be a hard one.
Yeah. I think he's really going to take some damage in this fight, man. Because he doesn't quit, bro. Even though
he doesn't.
You know, and I don't think his corner will throw in a towel. I honestly think, I mean, if Chandler doesn't knock him out, he's going to beat the fuck out of him for every single round of that fight.
Yep, totally agree, man. Next up, co-main event for the UFC strawweight belt. We have the champ, Rose Namajunas, versus the challenger, Carla Esparza. It's a no-brainer for me. I'm going to pick Rose. She's going to win. Carla might bring it. Maybe. I don't think she will. I believe Rose is just going to go in there and beat the shit out of her. It's either going to be by knockout, but I'm feeling more towards by a submission win against Carla. Second round. Body slam on her head.
That's a fair kind of assumption.
Rudy?
I got Thug Rose as well. Oh, sorry.
Thug Rose? Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I don't like this fight for Nama Junis, man. I mean, it's the right fight to make because Carla Esparza, you know, she's been beating the shit out of everybody who stands in front of her, man. Last fight, she won by a KO. I didn't think she was going to win by KO. And, she, you know, not only has she improved on her ground game, which has always been phenomenal, she improved on her stand-up, man. She proved that she has hands. I think that's going to be just a – I don't think Rose is going to overlook it, but I don't think she's going to be prepared for what she's got. Not to mention the fact that Carla Esparza is coming in as an underdog. Nobody's giving her a chance in hell to win this fight. I am. I think her wrestling is going to get it done. Rose doesn't really do good. She does amazing standing up and keeping the distance because she's long, you know. But wrestler like this, man, I don't think she's going to do very well, man. I really don't. And she's good on the ground, you know. You know what I'm saying? She's the champ for a reason. But I don't know, man. I think Carla has something in her that just going to push her past the limit, bro. I think she's going to get it done. This is something she's always wanted, and I really, really like her going into this fight. She's an underdog, a plus 172 underdog. Now Junis is a minus 220 favorite. And, yeah, man, I mean, those odds aren't very – it's not too wide on that one, man.
Yeah,
definitely going to go with Carla on this one.
And then, too, you know, Rose winning her last fight by a split decision when she beat the shit out of Whaling the first time around. It's one of those things where, okay, so.
And you know how Wiley did that, right? You know how Wiley did that and took it to a decision? With a wrestling.
Wrestling. Yeah,
and that's the reason why I'm just based on that, man. You know, Nama Junis is great. She's a well-rounded fighter, man. But that's if she could keep it standing. If you take her down, man, she's kind of, I don't know, man, kind of iffy.
Yeah, she tries. She like, gets really frustrated on the ground when she's on her back.
Yeah, man. I mean, the fighters that have fought her and have frustrated her have been, you know, like the wrestlers, like Andrade. She wrestled her, but she won a split decision on that one. It was very close. Wiley Zhang, like you said, this last fight, it was just she was a wrestling, bro. Torres took her to decision win, you know, and she's a much smaller fighter. So I don't know, man. And not to mention, Carla Esparza was her first fight in the UFC. She lost via submission in the third round. She's coming in with a mental win. I know it was a long time ago. A lot of people can say, hey, well, she's changed a lot, but still, a win is a win. I don't know, bro. I really don't. I think a lot of people are looking past Cookie Monster, man. I'm not looking past you.
And weren't they both in the Tough House together?
Yeah, that was the season.
That was the finale for the title that season.
Yeah. That's freaking awesome.
So you know what I mean? So you got to go in there, you know, as Nama Junis saying, man, I need to get this win back. You know what I mean? She's got way more pressure on her being the champ. You know, she's got something to prove. She's got to, you know, get this victory under her belt. She's got a lot of pressure, man. And the last fight, she looked, and she even talked after the post-fight interview, she talked like someone who didn't really, she wasn't motivated. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Esparza looks, she looks motivated, bro. It doesn't look like anything's going to stop this chick. She's got the same look that freaking the Venezuela Vixen had when she went and won that belt.
Oh, you're right. She does.
Same fire, bro. The same fire, man. And I don't see that fire in Nama Junis anymore, bro. I really don't.
Well, this should be interesting.
I make a compelling argument, I know, but
you do. You make a great argument.
I think
a lot of people, they're
rightly so. They're going to pick Nama Junis, man. I mean, I'll make another bet slip with Nama Junis, but for now, my heart is with Carla Esparza. And if I put a $5 bet, adding her to my bet slip to bring it to 11 with Carla Esparza as the underdog, I'm looking at $20,658, bro. Holy
wow!
Shit. That's if all of these hit. Every single one of these, all 11 of these hit. Which is very, you know, those odds are, you know, very high. But if I get them, and I think I have a real good chance of winning, bro. This event is, I don't know, man. Just like I said, I spent the week looking at a lot of these fights and kind of just picking my brain about them and thinking, you know what? What if it's the other way? I really, I'm confident in this one. I'm confident in these picks. And then the last fight, holy shit, bro. This is like going to double my pay if I get it, if I hit it.
Well, hearing what you're saying, I'm going to change my mind and I'm going to pick Carla Esparza.
Oh, you guys are going to go against me, eh?
Hey, I make a compelling argument, bro. I mean, when you look at it,
make a compelling argument.
When you're looking at it through the Dos Equis lens.
The Dos Equis lens. Holy shit. Well, and I'm looking through the Tecate lens.
Leo also picks Carla Esparza.
And then Cinco de Mayo, bro. I mean, come on, bro. She's got to do it for Raza, man.
She's a Latina. She does. Okay. I'm not picking her, bro.
I just can't. Yeah, I'm going to pick Carlos Farza. I can't.
I understand. You make a great argument, though. You really do kind of make me go, shit.
I mean, honestly, it's just everyone should be picking Namajunas. That's just my opinion. I really don't think she does. Like I said, dude, I think the biggest determining factor for me was just the drive. Who's more motivated? Esparza is. And like I said, dude, she looks like Juliana Pena, bro. You know that.
Well,
same
Thug
person.
Looks a little bit bored right now. She looks like, yeah, it's like you know, just another day in the office. She doesn't look like she's challenged.
She's not motivated, bro. When you're trying to be the champ, you're motivated because you want that. But once you become the champ. I don't know, some champs...
You got to stay motivated.
They feel like they've reached the top, and then they get kind of comfortable. You know, that's exactly what happened to Amanda Nunes. She got really comfortable, bro, and she lost to somebody that nobody gave a chance in hell to win.
Mm-hmm.
But how did she
win it? That's because Penny got in dirty.
With her wrestling and with her hands, bro. That is a bad fucking woman. And I think Esparza, bro, she's... I don't know, man. I got Esparza.
So do I. Oh, well, boy. To finish off the main card, we have Charles Chico. Oliveira versus Justin Gaethje. What a fucking fight we're going to see.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna talk about this one, man.
Dude, I'm thinking Justin winning.
Yep.
I'm going to pick Justin winning. I think he's going to go in there. And he's going to fucking just chop those legs down. He's going to drop bombs on Charles Oliveira. He's not going to let himself get taken down. Uses jiu-jitsu. It's just one of those fights where, like we were saying earlier, Justin wants this title. He wants to be the champ. He's more hungrier than Charles Oliveira is. This fight is going to be a fucking war. Nobody should be missing this fight at all. No one.
No. If you do, you're not a two-fight fan.
Because if you have not seen, which I'm sure you've been living under a rock, if you haven't seen a Justin Gaethje fight, go watch a Justin Gaethje fight. Go watch his fights when he was in the WSOF. Just go.
Justin Gaethje.
Oh, those were awesome.
Just fucking watch his fights.
My cousin has been bugging me all week about this fight too. He's been having me mind. He's been mind fucking me and make me question picking Gaethje. I'm like, don't do it. I'm like, because I want Gaethje to win, but he's gonna mind fuck me. He's gonna bug me to make me want to pick fucking Charles. And I'm like, no, I want Gaethje to win.
Yes. So do I. What are the odds, Rudy?
Justin Gaethje's obviously an underdog, not very big as far as the spread goes. Plus 140 underdog, minus 170 favorite for Charles Oliveira.
Well, that's pretty close.
Yeah, it's close, man, considering it's a title fight. This entire event, matchmaking is phenomenal, man. I don't know, man. Justin Gaethje, that dude he's a badass, bro. And the only person he's really lost to was Khabib?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, And I like Charles Oliveira, man. That dude's a badass too. But you know,
of course.
I don't know, man. Chandler, I think Chandler should have won that fight. Chandler almost knocked his ass out. And who has better hands than Chandler? Justin Gaethje. Who has better wrestling than Chandler? Justin Gaethje.
Justin Gaethje.
The problem is we've never seen Justin ever use his wrestling. I think Saturday night is one of those nights where we're going to see Justin Gaethje probably pull out some of those wrestling techniques, man, and pull off a win if he has to. I honestly think he's going to put him away early. And, yeah, man, you know, betting odds. If I put all of these people, several underdogs on my bet slip, a $5 bet, I'm looking at $49,000, bro. If I
shut
make this,
the fuck
yeah,
up.
Wow.
I'll make it $10, you know, I'll make it $11. I'll make $109,000. $11.
Holy shit, Rudy.
I'm going to send you $11, Rudy, so you can do my picks.
These are insane odds. I mean, it's going to be really hard for all of these to hit. But honestly, what I've told you tonight, just there's really no reason why you would not do that. You know what I mean?
I'm sending you $11 tomorrow, Rudy, and you're going to make those picks for me.
You give me 11, I'll put 22. If I put 22... I'm making $218,000, bro.
Okay, we go halfers on that shit.
That's insane. And that's just one bet slip. I usually get like 10, 11 bet slips, and I'll hit some of them, bro. I'll hit some of them. Even if I hit one,
okay.
I mean,
we need to talk tomorrow.
A couple hundred bucks, man. You just switching a couple of these picks around, and boom.
Boom.
Damn, man, time has flown.
It has, dude. It has. It's 8:37. Guys. What an awesome night. Please, tomorrow or Saturday, banger of a card for the UFC. And we have Canelo fighting, representing Mexico, like he always does.
Fifth round KO.
Every Cinco de Mayo, he's always fighting. So, Bivol has nothing on Canelo. Nothing. Canelo's going to come out there a champ once again.
Fifth round KO, Roberto, I'm calling.
Fifth round. I think so, too. I think it's going to be in the fifth round.
Seventh round.
Seventh.
Ooh.
Awesome. Right on. Well, guys, awesome night. We did a awesome show. Shout out to David. I know he's driving right now from work. 9-hour drive to get back home. So hope he's having a safe travels. I'm sure he's tuning in and listening to us while he's driving home. So be safe, brother. Happy Cinco de Mayo from all of us here at Fight Book MMA. And thank you so much for and Tecate and water.
And Chihuahuas.
I got my little Chihuahua here.
Chico!
So thanks everyone for your support. If you want to show more of your support and you want to get some Fight Book MMA gear, go to fightbookmma.com, click the merch tab. And I feel like I'm the one been drinking, right?
Yep.
Go to Fight Book MMA, click the merch tab, and it'll take you to our Fight Book MMA store. It debuted today. I did just finish that website today, so go check it out. It's very, very easy to place your orders on there. And yeah, so go to fightbookmma.com for all your combat sports news, wrestling news, health and fitness news. Listen to us on all the platforms that you can listen to your podcast. We are pretty much on every single one.
And estamos en español también on Spotify.
go to our YouTube channel. Please subscribe. It's free. The more you subscribe, the more you watch our videos, because we upload not just our podcast, but we upload our friends over there at MMA Play 365. We get the exclusive predictions for every single UFC event. And we are able to upload it on our YouTube channel and use it. So go over there and check it out. We also have interviews. You name it, it's on there. Thank you so much.
De toda la familia de Sitting Ringside y Fightbook MMA, gracias por su apoyo. Tenga una buena noche.
Muchas gracias a todos. Hasta luego.
Guys are probably fucking, guys gotta be dying in those sticks right now. Maybe I can see the sweat on your face.
All right,
oh
fellas.
Oh my God.
How's it going,
guys? We're good, guys.
Later.
Later, boys.